So what did you think of that?
Well, not a whole lot early on. And in the middle part, we're not moving at all in the first two periods. Or the things that we're good at, it, our pace was way off. And then we just started skating a little bit better. You know, got on some pucks, and the bench got right, and I think the room got a little, it's exhibition, room got a little sour about the way things were going, and the first goal helps a lot. And then there were some things that I really liked. You know, some of the young players played a pretty smart hockey game, and Andrew Kopp, 8-1 on the faceoffs. That's really important. I like that line. I thought through two periods that was our best line. And then we made some changes, and we get a little different look in the structure, and I think we're going to continue to do that probably in the early part of the season, just to find the right pieces for players. But I liked what we got to.
Yeah, no shortage of opportunity for Nick Pitano out there tonight. How do you think that he did specifically?
Well, one of the things that we didn't do last year was come back and win. We came out and was, other than the Rangers, the best starting team in the NHL, but had a hard time. And I thought you saw it in the third period. You have a guy like Nick there. You can use him, create a little bit more offense and put a little bit more risk in the game. And I don't want, when I say that, I'm not saying that he played a risky game. I thought he played a really smart game. But he can make some things happen with the puck, and there's a time for that, for sure.
So I know it's preseason, but can you use a game like this to help build an identity for this team?
Oh, well, we're going to talk about the first two periods. We're going to use that to start with our identity, but again, the positive, and it's preseason, so you don't want to get too excited about the first two periods, except I didn't like them at all. And then we got going, which was a good sign. We got a little bit more on the body, started to put in a few more pucks on the table. We had four important players, four guys play their first game, a few guys play their second game, so you got to cut them a little bit of room, and they did get better as the game went on. And just a little thing like Andrew Ladd, like in the three-on-three, right off the hop there, battling for that puck just over the blue line, knocking it down. So he was getting better. He was back on his game a little bit. And I think you're going to, well, I believe you're going to see that from all those guys. They just haven't played a lot yet. And practicing every day for those guys, and there haven't been short practices, and there's been some heavy parts to them. So we expect to find better legs.
So it's obvious you're not happy with the first or second period. Before the game, a lot of the vets were talking about, you know, doing the right things and success will come, wins will come. Do you maybe see it that you guys started doing the right things in the third period?
Yeah, started to move. I mean, there was enough good in the third period to be able to offset in terms of what we show. This is what it looks like when we're moving. This is what it looks like when we're not. And we are at our best when we're playing right on the edge on the puck and really battling and competing, and we haven't been able to bring that. We haven't had our – we're starting training camp for the big club now. You know, you've got a week to get ready. They've done their skating. They've done their grinding, and we got to get our special teams sharpened up, and then our overall pace has to improve.
Coach, was that some of your input in overtime to – chop the puck back toward your goalie to keep possession?
You're going to see that. I actually thought we could have done it twice more. And I also think that our goaltender can be up close to the blue line on just prior to the goal. Your goaltender can hold that change. You know, I mean, the puck gets bumped back like that. He has the right to the red line. He can get it on his tape. It's going to be a tough change. So three forwards is interesting. It's almost a man-on-man game, and we've watched and we'll continue to watch every three-on-three that's played in the league until you find out what teams are doing. I'm not so sure. I mean, we've got some unique men back there, and Dustin and Jake and Tyler and even Toby can get up the ice. But you're going out there to score goals, and certainly against the Eastern Conference, you might as well take your run there.